experiencing some confusion as he stared. Suvrin started forward, drooling. I popped him in the funny bone with the dull end of the pick head. That only got his attention. It relaxed his overwhelming interest in Kina. "Mother of deceivers," I told him. "Mistress of illusion. Turn around. Get the boy out of here. Take him back to his mother. Shri, don't make me hurt you too." Something like a bit of mist rose from and hovered over the sleeping woman's mouth. For an instant, it seemed vaguely man-shaped, which reminded me of the Afrits, the unhappy ghosts of murdered men. Millions of such devils could be at Kina's beck.
"Run, goddammit!"
Goblin said.
"Run!"
The crow told me. I did not run. I got hold of Centaraxita and started pulling. Goblin was talking to himself, something about wishing he had had the good sense to steal One-Eye's spear if he was going to get himself into something like this.
"Goblin!"
I heaved the standard. It was not my intent that it do so, but it stood straight up and bounced a couple of times on its butt before it tipped forward and fell into the little wizard's eager hands. He turned with it as the illusion surrounding Kina evaporated. Chapter 90. If Kina was ever human, if any of the countless forms of myth regarding her creation indeed resembled fact, a lot of work had gone into making her big and ugly. She is the mother of deceivers, Sleepy. The mother of deceivers. That great, hideous form covered with pustules from which infant skulls separated could no more be the true aspect of Kina than the Sleeping Beauty's had been. The stench of old death became powerful. I stared at the body, now lying upon the icy floor. It was the dark purple-black of the death dancer of my dreams, but it dwarfed Shivetya. It was naked. Its perfect female proportions distracted from the 10,000 scars that marred its skin. It did not move, not even to breathe. Another feather of vapor rose from one huge nostril.
"Get the fuck out of here!"
Goblin shrieked. He jerked to the right suddenly, the lance of passion darting toward some target I could not see. The lance's head burned like it was covered by flickering alcohol flames. A huge, unheard scream tore at my mind. Suvrin and Master Centaraxita moaned. Tobo squealed. The White Crow unleashed a random stream of obscenities. I am sure I contributed to the chorus. As I kicked and punched the others to get them going, I realized that my throat was raw. Goblin whirled back to his left, thrusting at the wisp of mist that had left Kina's nostril a moment before. Once again, pale blue fire surrounded the head of the lance. This time it ran a foot up the shaft before it faded. This time the lance's head betrayed pinstrokes of dark ruby glow along its edges. Another wisp of the essence of Kina rose from her nose. There was no darkness or mist hiding the entrance now. Kina's focus was elsewhere. Suvrin and Centaraxita were on the stair already, wasting breath babbling about what they had seen.